Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Museum of Fine Arts Boston continues to put the finishing touches on its vast new Art of the Americas wing, opening in less than a month. In addition to the hundreds of rare and in some cases priceless pieces of art in the new wing, there will be more than 200 exquisite glass cases which will hold the art. WBUR's Andrea Shea this morning reports on the state-of-the-art machines and the Italian craftsmen who are making them.
When a museum needs a display case for priceless treasures like the Mona Lisa or the crown jewels of England, they go to the Gopian Museum Workshop in Milan.
Yeah, they have a pretty good resume. Yeah, their references are pretty good, so not too shabby.
Keith Crippen is the head of design at the Museum of Fine Arts. He says only 6 or 7 companies in the world are capable of custom manufacturing cases the caliber of Gopian. He wouldn't divulge how much they cost.
Yeah, it's a pretty huge investment. They wanted to get the right person to do it, who would actually be able to take all of our requirements and craft a solution for us that could work for not only the Liberty Bowl by Paul Revere, but also pre-Columbian works too, and also, you know, Calder jewelry.
The Bowl of Revere is, of course, is fantastic.
That's Alessandro Gopian, wearing a sage-colored sweater and an endearing smile. This passionate lover of art sees himself as a guardian of the planet's cultural heritage. He takes his responsibility to icons like the Mona Lisa seriously, but can still laugh about it.
I hope that everything is going well. If not, as I used to say sometime, Leonardo da Vinci made the Mona Lisa and I destroy it. So hopefully not.
Jokes aside, Gopian's philosophy behind his 60-year-old family business is firm.
My attitude is to consider the display case as a point of conjunction between the need of the museum to display, to communicate, to present the object to the community, and the need to preserve the object for further generation. So the case is a machine.
A sleek machine made of long, thick slabs of glass and steel, engineered to protect priceless objects from theft, moisture, and light. Ted Paschkes, the Boston-based director of operations for Gopian, has been orchestrating the MFA project for 4 years.
This is a single door that opens like this, like a hood. And one person can stand in the middle of this thing. It's got big gas pistons on the side that hold the weight up. And this weighs, you know, 1,400 pounds, this hood.
The average Gopian case has 3,000 parts. It's hermetically sealed. Ventilation fans circulate air. Silica gel packs maintain humidity. But great pains are taken to make all this science disappear so it doesn't get between the art and the viewers. Take the main case in the MFA's antique ship model gallery. It's the size of a small studio apartment.
When a visitor approaches this case, the ship models are arrayed on a green glass that sort of mimics an ocean scape. And there are glass shelves that just grow out of the back of the case, so there's no hardware that you see. And then the ship models themselves just float in that space, and they have tremendous headroom, almost like the sky above them. It's quite beautiful.
But making these complex, invisible houses is quite a process. Enormous parts are fabricated in Italy, then shipped and assembled on site. Paschkes brought over a highly specialized team of engineers and hired 2 bilingual Americans. 28-year-old Alessandro Gaffarel of Watertown has been learning the ropes with the Italian crew for months. He acts as an interpreter for 29-year-old Elvis Mangiovacchi here from Florence.
He's
saying that it's the experience working in here, it's the most beautiful museum that they've worked at. It's the biggest and the nicest so far, they said.
Grande soddisfazione e grande piacere.
Not a bad endorsement considering where Gopion has been, places like the Louvre and the Venus de Milo Gallery. Sadly, the Gopion crew won't be at the MFA for the new wing's grand opening next month. They'll already be on to the next job, engineering their stealth, high-tech glass cocoons at another museum. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.